Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and this week our musical caravan is heading just a few miles south, taking that beautiful turn down Highway 84 to one of the most historic and beloved gathering spaces on the peninsula. Of course, I'm talking about the San Gregorio General Store. Get your Aloha shirts ready, Coastsiders, because on the weekend of Saturday, August 1st and Sunday, August 2nd, they are throwing a sun-soaked celebration that you cannot miss. It's the first annual Hawaiian Weekend and Pig Roast, officially dubbed Aloha San Gregorio 2026. Today, we're highlighting the incredible talent taking the stage, starting with a true hometown favorite. I'm talking about none other than John Wittenberg, a phenomenal storyteller, exceptional guitar stylist, and a member of our very own Press Records Songwriting Society. John, welcome back to Coastside Carousel. It's been a little while, but I still play your music every now and then when I see you out gigging, and then I put a show together that I don't need an interview for. But it's great to see you again, and you've had an amazing time with all these projects you're doing, and it all started when you were 7 years old. You've had a musical life. Tell us about it.
Seven, yeah. I started on the trumpet.
I was going to ask, the trumpet of all things. Why the trumpet at seven? That is so unusual.
The L.A. Unified School District had an amazing music program, and they put a trumpet in my hands. And that very same year, I was trying to figure out how to play Let It Be on a piano, and then my mom signed me up for a private piano lesson. So yeah, the age of seven.
Now, you sent me an email about a month ago about this Aloha San Gregorio 2026. What an amazing weekend. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, it seems that the Cattermoles, George Cattermole and his family, and KC and the whole bit at the San Gregorio General Store, they have a Hawaiian connection. They go every year. I think they have property there. And they'll be holding their first annual Aloha Festival on August 1st and 2nd. Well, they'll have a pig roast both days. They're going to make it as authentic as can be.
I had no idea. Darn, I'm going to be out of town. I would love to be there for that.
Oh, darn. I wish you could show up. Yeah.
Tell us about the artists that you're going to be playing with. I know one of them, which is Poi Rogers. Carolyn Sills is awesome.
Yeah. Not to be missed. Gerard on that lap steel guitar and Carolyn Sills, they're really great out of Santa Cruz. And the other guy who's playing is George Kahumaku. I saw him play with the Wing Brothers at San Gregorio, and he came here from Hawaii and played. And yeah, he's the real thing. You might have noticed I'm not native Hawaiian, but I did grow up with a great friend of the family, a guy named Mike McClellan, who's still around. He's 86 years old. He had the good fortune of growing up in Hawaii in the 1940s and 50s and learned slack key guitar from some of the original masters of the art. And so when I started to play guitar, I took an interest in it. I reached out to him. And some of the earliest of the styles I learned were slack key. He taught me, the first tuning I played in was called Di Wahine, which is a D major seventh chord open on the guitar.
But what is a slack key music style? It's just tuning?
Yeah, I guess the story goes that a Portuguese galleon during the Civil War, 1865, landed in the Hawaiian Islands and showed up with these European instruments that we call a guitar, left them there. And years later, when, you know, the Westerners showed up to colonize Hawaii, these people were playing these instruments not in standard tuning. They were open chord tunings.
Did they even know at the time what tuning was, though?
No.
They just liked the sound, right?
And what's very interesting to me is most of the tunings are major seventh chords, which is why did they hear that? I don't know. Yeah.
I'm with John Wittenberg. It's Coastside Carousel. My name is Mike Dale, and we're celebrating Aloha San Gregorio 2026, August 1st and 2nd. Do you have to buy tickets to this thing? What happens?
Just walk in the front door.
Are you kidding me?
Starts at 11 a.m.
All right. It's a party, August 1st and 2nd. And we're partying right here on Carousel with John Wittenberg on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
You're feeling sad, your luck's been bad, you know that it's true. see. You ask why me, why me? The sky is gray, a rainy day. What can you say you hear? The thunder is awfully loud. Think a while, start to smile. There's a rainbow behind each stone cloud. Stand tall and proud. No tears allowed. There's a rainbow behind each and every dark stone cloud.
Radio for the Coastside KHMB. This is Coastside Carousel. My name is Mike Dale. With me, John Wittenberg. We're having a blast talking about the Hawaiian weekend at the San Gregorio General Store. They call it Aloha San Gregorio 2026. Just a bevy of good food, good times. And from what John is telling me, it's free. You just walk in at 11 and it's a festival all weekend long.
Well, yeah, they have the normal times. The first act will go on from 11 to 1, and then there will be an act in the afternoon, 2 to 5. And, yeah, just walk in the front door. There will be a pig roast each day on the side yard there.
So, that's amazing. Yeah. All these songs that we're playing today on Carousel, you're going to play at the event, and many more, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm supposed to fill 2 hours with slack key guitar. Yeah, I'll be playing a lot of Hawaiian standards.
You know, we talked about the special tuning of slack key guitar in G major 7. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do that all day long to stay in G major 7 and move around the fretboard?
Yeah, D Wahine is a D major 7. There's an open G chord, which they call terrapatch tuning. I'll be playing in that. In fact, this song, Someday, Someday, which I just recorded over at Rich's place at Studio E.
That'd be Rich Pearsall Studio E in Montero.
Yeah.
The George Martin of the Coastside.
Exactly.
Let's play another song with yours, John. And by the way, did you write all these just for the event?
Rainbow Behind is Micaela McClellan. Someday, Someday was actually written by an old bandmate of mine named John Martz, and he wrote it in an open terrapatch tuning.
Okay, let's listen to it now. I can't wait to hear this one. This is called Someday, Someday. My guest in the studio today, John Wittenberg on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Thank you. down the avenue, I still love you. Well, you still dig me too. Someday, someday, I'll look again at you. And now when at last I find you, will things still be the same? Will I take that chance upon you? Good girl, won't you take my name? Someday, someday, you'll wander back to me.
Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, Coastside Carousel with you. And John Wittenberg is my guest today, Mike Dale sitting in. All brought to us by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn. You like British fish and chips? You like a few pints of beer? That is the place to stop, whether you go to San Gregorio General Store on Saturday and Sunday, August 1st or not. It's going to be an epic weekend with Aloha San Gregorio 2026. We just heard Someday, Someday. John, I promised I would talk to you about this musical life of yours. Mm-hmm. And I've been reading about, I've heard some quotes from the late and great Jeff Beck. And you're a scientist by day, so yes. You're a super smart dude. And you've been a musical guy since you were the age of 7. And the theory goes like this, that music is a mathematical expression in a lot of ways.
Indeed.
Okay, good. So you're on track with that. Tell me what it is with you and music. Is it everlasting enchanting, like you can't figure it out as a scientist and you have to keep creating? Dive into your heart a little bit about that.
I'm not sure that I can. I think that music is just an aptitude that we're born with. I didn't have a choice. I was we had a piano in the house growing up, and I was into the Beatles, and I remember trying to figure out Let It Be on a piano at the age of 6 or 7, and then was handed a trumpet in school. And then, of course, we grew up in the 70s, so there was the age of the guitar gods. We had pictures of all the greats on our walls, and I just had to be one of those guys, you know? And I picked up a guitar kind of late, at about the age of 17. I guess I wish I had picked up the guitar at the age of 7. But
you were still musically inclined the entire time before 17.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And then, of course, I was raised in a strict musical household. I was studying classical piano. And, rock and roll was sort of forbidden, you know. So I had to sneak out and learn that on my own.
If you could, would you give up your scientific career just to do music?
Sure. If it paid the bills, it'd be fabulous. Yeah.
I know. You guys should be famous on the Coastside. I've always said that. But not to be. John, before we get into another song, I want to play Land of Harmony for the Coastside Carousellers. You are so busy with all your various projects. You've got another one. You'll be at the Sage Bakehouse with Janine Wilkinson, your partner Amy, and you. What is the name of that band? Do you have one yet?
Yes, we are the Folk Fusion Union. Rich Purcell had Amy and Janine in the studio to sing backup for an album, and they sounded so great together. And that afternoon, we ended up playing music. And that three-part harmony was not to be ignored. And so we're just grabbing songs out of the air. Anything that has three-part harmonies is fodder for us.
Can't wait to hear that project. Yeah. And you will ping me when it's ready, right?
Absolutely.
We're with John Wittenberg on Coastside Carousel. I want to play another track for you before we have to say goodbye for this particular episode. John is going to be playing for a couple of hours on both days, Saturday and Sunday, the 1st and 2nd, or just one?
No, I'm slated for August 2nd, Sunday, from 11 to 1.
Okay, you Wittenberg fans, be there on the 2nd. It's Aloha San Gregorio 2026, and right now I got Land of Harmony for you on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Song Land of Harmony on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. My special guest today, John Wittenberg. It's been a while since I've seen him in the studio. Always great to see John. Scientist by day and musical madman by night. Right, John? He's going to be featured on Sunday, August 2nd at Aloha San Gregorio 2026. The event is free, and they're going to be roasting pigs on both days, Saturday and Sunday, at the San Gregorio General Store. Always fun times, right?
Indeed. I'm looking forward to seeing all of them. I'll be there on Saturday as well to see Uncle George and Poi Rogers. Both of those acts not to be missed.
As we talked about off mic, Carolyn Sills and her husband are on tour as Poi Rogers. They mix kind of a Hawaii slack key with country western swing. It's amazing what they do.
Yeah, there's some overlap there. There's Hawaiian cowboy music.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, cowboy Hawaiian, the big island of Hawaii.
Yeah,
a lot of cowboys there.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about Hawaiian music, John Cruise once told me, I interviewed him a couple years ago before he his OPL show, and he told me, you know, this infusion of natives to Hawaii has created this. I always say that music is a virus, like language is a virus, in a good way, in that you get all this amalgam of blend of beautiful music.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way too?
Yeah, I think historically Hawaiians probably had just percussion and woodwinds when the Polynesians were there, but it wasn't until the Portuguese landed with string instruments that got infused into their culture.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love the historical
There are
imperative.
Books out there. There are books out there on this.
Okay, I'm going to have to read the book before I bring up that statement again, okay? John, it's always great to see you. Thank you so much, and I can't wait for the fusion, harmony, union. Wait, I don't want to say it while I'm drinking. So,
yeah. Folk fusion union.
Folk fusion union.
That's what we call ourselves,
As soon as John has some MP3s, he'll be right back here on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. John, thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you very much for having me.
Support for our musical journey today comes from the landmark that knows a thing or two about pairing great times with great food, Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn on Highway 1. Whether you're stopping in for a cold pint, or fueling up a plate of their world-famous, authentic British fish and chips, Cameron's is the ultimate community hub. Visit them at camerons.pub.com. Mark your calendars right now for Saturday, August 1st and Sunday, August 2nd for the first annual Hawaiian Weekend and Pig Roast at the San Gregorio General Store. Come for the music of John Wittenberg, Uncle George Kahumoku, Poi Rogers, and Uncle Dan Newitt. And stay for the unbeatable local fellowship. I'm Mike Dale. Until next week, keep the coast in your heart, a tropical breeze in your sails, and a melody in your soul. Enjoy your songs in the key of life, stay in tune, and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at CameronsInn.com.